The efforts continue all across the region to address homelessness and its causes. The city of Medford has joined forces with the Coalition or the Continuum of Care in Jackson County and with several other cities to scope out attitudes toward homelessness in several sectors of the community. Those will be used to help refine and create strategies to get people off the streets. The legwork in obtaining the information on attitudes has been done by MBA, Master of Business Administration students at Southern Oregon University, under the directorship of Donna Lane on the faculty. Corey Murphy is an MBA student at SOU. Thank you for joining us, Corey.
Thank you for having us.
And Lisa Marston is here as well. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Just want to get you a little closer to the microphone there. This appears to start with the city of Medford and Continuum of Care. Talk about the genesis of the project.
Yeah, so Continuum of Care is a kind of an organization of service providers, cities, county governments, and the goal of the Continuum of Care is really to kind of localize funding for homelessness. To help solve homelessness and address it at really that local level where there can be more of an impact made. And what we've seen with Continuum of Care is that the federal government has codified this process for the strategy and planning of these projects to address homelessness, and that is the primary kind of organization through which funding is funneled.
So is the process of obtaining information as well sort of codified by the federal government? Is this kind of an off-the-shelf, like, here's how you do it thing, or here's what you do anyway?
Yeah, somewhat. It's somewhat codified, but there is, you know, some room for different ideas to emerge and some innovation to happen.
So what were you guys told to do, Lisa Marston? What was the approach given here?
Well, we were basically we had five research objectives, and they were to essentially find out what the impact of homelessness has been on business, and to do secondary research on what other cities and counties have done as far as homelessness mitigation strategies, and we focused on public-private sector partnerships. We also wanted to gauge business owners' knowledge and perception of the causes of homelessness and to better understand the willingness of business to partner with others to help solve chronic homelessness.
So a real business-centric focus on the project then.
Correct. There were three teams, and one was residents, one was service providers, and ours was business.
Ah, okay. So you're the business thing, and so what did you do? I mean, how did you? I mean, you didn't have a lot of time, I gather, for all of this. So talk about the timeline, and then what you were supposed to do within that timeline.
Yeah. So we started this project at the beginning of winter term in January, and the first thing to do was meet with the client, find out what their needs were, and that's where we developed those research objectives. And then we launched into a literature review. So we were reviewing every piece of peer-reviewed literature we could find on the subject of homelessness, but also specifically related to our research objectives.
Did you were you able to narrow the time confines? It seems that there'd be lots of peer-reviewed literature out there.
Yeah, there is. It's a huge subject, just homelessness in general. So as we narrowed it down and started looking at the business aspect, what we found was that there was a lot of information about urban blight, about public private partnerships to address homelessness. There wasn't a lot of research out there that directly addressed how businesses perceive homelessness and whether or not businesses think that homelessness is having some sort of impact on their business, whether positive or negative.
So even if you just focused on the city of Medford, and I don't think you did, there are probably thousands of businesses you could have gone to there?
That's correct.
Did you pick a way to narrow the list or something, or how did you approach who would get the surveys?
Well, that was structured essentially by the client. There were email lists.
When we say client, we still mean City of Medford and Continuum of Care?
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct. Because they realized that we needed to narrow the focus somewhat. So we focused on the five cities along the I-5 corridor. So Ashland, Central Point, Medford, Phoenix, and Talent. And the cities themselves actually used their email lists. When you apply for a business license with the city, if you gave your email address, then the city would have that. So that they did not give us their email lists. So we wrote the email script with a link to the survey and sent it to the cities. In addition, SoReady let us send them the link, and they sent it out to their list, as did the Ashland Chamber of Commerce sent a link in their e-newsletter.
So some businesses were going to get more than one email with the survey, more than likely.
That is correct. And we also sent follow-up emails because of the short timeline. We wanted to get as many people involved as possible.
So how many different businesses altogether between the five cities got surveys in hand that you're aware of?
In terms of raw business numbers, we don't know because we only collected respondents. We had about 782
responses.
Really?
And 667 of those were actual completed surveys.
Okay, so that 782 is a good chunk of data to work with, isn't it?
Yes.
And what were some of the things you found?
So some of the things we found were that, yes, homelessness is having an impact on businesses locally. That wasn't surprising to us. We knew from, anecdotal evidence, from news articles we had read and things that we had seen and talking with business owners, that homelessness had some sort of impact, but we weren't exactly sure to what extent or in what ways. And so a couple of the findings were a lot of businesses that responded to the survey had taken some sort of action. So they've hired security guards, they've installed security cameras, and they've done other things in response to homelessness around their business. Another thing we found was that businesses are not very willing to participate in job training programs with the homeless. And there's a couple of different reasons for this. All of these findings kind of tie into each other. We found that there was a relationship between how likely a business was to say they were impacted by homelessness, or rather how many times per week they said they were impacted by homelessness, and whether or not they were willing to say they had lost customers as a result, or they were willing to move their business as a result.
From people hanging around the building or just being there present.
The major concerns, I'd say the top concern was security.
Mm-hmm.
Even employee attrition, some employee harassment. That was some of the things that we picked up on in the open-ended comments that were provided. Litter, loitering, those were pretty much the top of the list, I think.
All right. We're talking about a homelessness survey of businesses conducted by Business Administration or Master Business Administration students at Southern Oregon University. Corey Murphy and Lisa Marston with us in the studio. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. It sounds like a pretty direct correlation then. If your business has spent any time exposed to homeless people, your desire to be particularly proactive appears to evaporate with the number of contacts.
Yes, and a lot of the open-ended comments we received on the survey kind of corroborated that fact. However, I'd like to note that there were a lot of businesses who did not feel that way. So this all warrants further research. However, it does seem to be having a there does seem to be a negative perception among business owners regarding the local homelessness issue.
So do you guys have any cross-pollination with the other teams? You focused on the effect of homelessness on businesses. There are also the people who surveyed residents and another team that did the surveys with homeless service providers. Any knowledge of what they pulled in and how that fits in with what you did, or is it somebody else's job to pull that together?
Actually, we asked them if they would include a question for the residents group about whether or not residents were avoiding certain areas or businesses because of people experiencing homelessness being in the area, and it was over 50% said yes. The major correlation that we saw is the more you're impacted by homelessness, the more likely you are to say that you've lost customers, that you are considering moving your business, the more critical you are of groups like city officials, state officials. The groups that fared the best were service providers and law enforcement. There was a majority that somewhat agreed that they were taking action to address the issue.
So was there an overall sense among the people surveyed in the business community? Again, you got 782 surveys back, which is pretty impressive. Was there an overall sense in there or consensus on what some approaches might be to dealing with homelessness in the Rogue Valley?
Yes. So the overall, I would say the overall consensus was that it's a very complex issue and perhaps even unsolvable in some, in to quote some of the respondents. However, I would say overall, we gauged different kind of responses to homelessness that the business owners would rate in, you know, how effective is this solution? And at the top of the list were mental health resources, addiction support, and then followed by emergency shelters and employment training. Transitional housing and permanent supportive housing were at the bottom of the list. And that was kind of flipped from the service provider's survey, as I understand it. So what we know from the literature review is that there's this concept of housing first, which is to provide housing to the homeless before all other services, so before addiction support and job training and anything else. And our research showed that the business community doesn't have a lot of resonance with that. So a lot of the responses we got were, okay, housing needs to come after addiction support, after job training. We don't want to provide unconditional housing without first seeing some sort of effort on the part of the homeless individual.
But this seems like a good place to point out there really is no housing first component of what the offerings are in the Medford area at the moment. Is that right?
Right. A lack of housing is a serious issue. And housing first has not actually been implemented here yet, although it's under consideration.
Right. So my point being that you're hearing opposition to a concept that is not actually in use in the area yet.
Right. So it's not direct opposition. Nobody's saying, oh, we're not supporting housing first. But what they are saying is we think that addiction support and mental health services should come before any kind of housing services. We think that those are more likely to be effective, and we think that those should be implemented before any kind of housing.
So you presented this last night, is that right, to city and continuum of care people, city of Medford, and were some of the other four cities there as well?
There was a representative from Ashland there, mm-hmm. And I think that's it. Medford,
I think
it
was
Ashland.
From a nonprofit.
From a nonprofit, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, granted, they're there to pretty much accept and intake information. Did you get any particular responses though about where things would go from here? I mean, where do they go from here is the real question.
Well, one of the recommendations that we had was certainly to involve business on the continuum of care. Right now, the city of Medford, working through the continuum of care, is in the strategic planning phase. So they're starting at the ground floor. So the more stakeholders they get involved, the more likely they are to see success in what they implement. That's pretty much best practice for any sort of community change.
Yeah, so as we move forward and where do we go from here, I think kind of the underlying question is, who is responsible for solving homelessness? And from the business owners' perspectives, they pay taxes. They feel that should cover it. And a lot of business owners we surveyed were willing to help, but it seemed to be in very specific ways. So were they willing to provide hire a homeless person? No. But were they willing to, you know, distribute information to the homeless that are around their business? Yes. So it's not, I would say that as we go forward, inclusion is really the most important thing. We need to include all of these diverse viewpoints that the business community has and make sure that their voice is heard, in addition to the homeless community themselves, the service providers, the local residents, and make sure that any solutions that come forth from the continuum of care really include voice for all of those various groups.
So again, you guys were in charge of surveying the businesses. There were other groups in charge of surveying residents and another group in charge of surveying homeless service providers. When each of the three teams got to the end of the process, did anybody think, oh, maybe there's another group we should have had? Was there any sense of that?
There wasn't. I would say that among the homeless population, there is there's a couple of things going on. One is that as this is our first research project, we can't really survey the homeless. They're a protected population, a sensitive population, and we would have to undergo a much longer process to do something like that. The other thing is that the homeless population is diverse in itself. We can't generalize and say these are the homeless in our area. And in our research, we got a lot of responses that said, okay, what about this homeless population? What about this home-free population that chooses not to live in a dwelling?
The travelers, as some people refer to them.
Yes. So there's quite a bit of variation in that regard. And I think that we did a good job as a baseline of including as many people as possible in the project, but there's always room for expansion.
Sure.
Yeah.
So does somebody get to pull this all together into an overall report, or is that that the work that has to be done by the City of Medford and the other cities and Continuum of Care?
Yeah, I think each report stands on its own, but certainly reading each of them and seeing the overlap would be helpful. They're very interested in pursuing things like a program that was started in City of Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is called There's a Better Way, where you actually pay people to clean up public spaces. And so you provide that dignity of work. That's one thing that's happening. Housing First with Assertive Community Treatment is another one that it's housing alone, they're finding, is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. But services with those.
And it's like when you think of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you don't have shelter, how are you going to start addressing your issues? So I think that's sort of the baseline for Housing First.
Well, you certainly waded into an area that has been largely studied and debated and talked about before, then got some new answers, it looks like. All right, so the folks at the business school, at the Master Business Administration Program, divided up into three teams. We're talking to the folks who studied homelessness through the lens of the business community, Corey Murphy and Lisa Marston. Thanks for joining us so much on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you.